This is a CKTZ News Update. Officials with the Cortez Island Food Bank say spring is a tough time for clients struggling with food security. Board of Directors Treasurer Philippe Figuera says the number of clients has doubled in the past several months. Board President Samantha Statton says this time of year poses difficulty for people who rely on summer or seasonal jobs, especially as the cost of living increases. Statton and Figuera highlight their roles with the local food bank and describe its current state.
My role in the food bank is I'm the president, and I'm also the client coordinator, boots on the ground, as you were, putting the food hampers together and handing them out to the clients that get in touch with me.
Yeah, I'm also on the board. We've got a small board, and I'm the treasurer, and my role is really at the back pushing.
The important one.
Coordinating, like funding, making sure that we're applying for funding, meeting with any external groups like Food Banks BC, organizations that can donate food to us, that kind of thing. Yeah, just trying to push in the right direction, really.
And Bea Baxter is also on our board.
Yes.
And she is the communications part of it, with the website and that sort of thing.
Okay, now you recently posted that while winter apparently is over and spring is here, this can often be the toughest time of year for people who are food insecure. What are the conditions that lead to that?
It's definitely a very busy time for us. Last year we had a big bump in clients. Over the next 3 months it gets quite tough. And this year, they've actually doubled the amount of people that are coming forward. And so last month, we had 20 clients, which is really high for us. And that, just to give you an example, that's almost three times what we get over the Christmas period. So it just emphasizes that we really get a big bump at this time of year. And of course, that's when we need extra support and extra funding to support those clients. The factors, there are various factors, aren't there, Samantha?
Yes, the various factors are with jobs. The scarcity of jobs just now, and or they're part-time or they're seasonal, and people just don't have the means to find another job. So they're pinching their pennies, trying to make it go further.
And that's particular to the spring, especially.
Yeah, I think everybody's used up all their funding from the summer employment to get over Christmas. And then they've just got this very lean time when they've got very few resources available. And of course, we all know that everything's going up in price. Groceries are going up, energy's going up. Of course, housing is a real problem on the island. So all those things combine, and I think we're seeing this year, not only at Food Bank, but all food banks, that there's a much, much higher need. And even people who are working are needing the food bank more and more. So, yeah, it's a big issue.
Yeah, wages don't seem to be matching the cost of living at all.
No. Yeah, the dollar isn't stretching to pay your rent and buy your food and whatever else you need to live your life. Things are going up.
And in terms of the Cortez Island Food Bank, what is your biggest need in terms of donations right now?
We'll accept anything, really. And as long as it's in, we welcome any donations. We just make sure that it's nothing that's tainted or gone off or past its sell-by date. If you're not going to eat it, don't expect a client to eat it. Range of foods are good. Our big thing, though, is financial donations, because that goes so much further for us. For example, like you could go to a store and buy a $5 can of tuna, we can probably buy in bulk for $120. So it gives you a sense that we can make that money go a lot further if we can get some donations.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, what's the most straightforward way to donate for those interested?
You can donate through the bank account, through the website, through e-transfers, and you can also donate in the collection jars at the stores. And if you also want to donate food items, there are collection boxes at all the stores.
Okay. And Samantha, I know that confidentiality is top of mind when it comes to your clients. Can you please just outline that for us?
Yes, confidentiality is a big one with us. If there's any stigma of people phoning us and letting us know that they're in need, we do stress to them that it goes no further than the three of us on the board. Nothing is talked about. It's strictly confidential. Yeah. So you can know that it's not going to go any further.
There should be no shame to using the food bank at all anyway, but we've all signed official confidentiality agreements. We've got processes that make sure that, you know, nobody can really find out who's applying. And so if anybody's got any worries about that, about contacting us, feel safe that we're going to look after your info.
And as well, you just, I guess, last fall were able to join the BC Network of Food Banks and get some charitable status through the Southern Community, Cortez Community Association. And I've noticed also lately that you seem to be much more present in terms of getting the word out via websites or social media or just notices and flyers, etc. What kind of a difference has that made? Are you getting more, your profile seems to be out there more?
Yeah, no, we really want to make sure people know that we've built up the food bank. So we've built up the resources, we've got some more funding, and like you say, we've joined Food Banks BC, and that's enabled us to get some money through the CBC fundraiser every year, which is great. And we got a bump of donations over the Christmas period. Some very generous people, and we really appreciate it. But unfortunately, it was actually lower than previous years. So it's one of the reasons we are wanting to go back and ask if there's anybody else who's got the means to be able to help that can step forward. That'd be really helpful. And but joining Food Banks BC has been fantastic because we have now access to a bunch of organizations like Loaves and Fishes and an organization called the Union Protein Project. And we can order supplies from them, sometimes for free, sometimes at a huge discounted cost. So that's been fantastic.
Yeah, and also just something coming up very soon is that you're offering a little bit of a give back, which is interesting that the food bank isn't just taking and distributing food in that sense, but you're offering something to the community. What's that about, Samantha?
That is our spud giveaway, our potatoes, sprouted potatoes for people in need or anybody actually that wants them to grow, to enable them to grow some food for themselves. We got, I can't remember how many pounds of tomato potatoes, but they have sprouted. So rather than just compost them, throw them away, we thought, hey, why not give them away and let people grow some potatoes.
And there's a suggestion too, Philippe, that when those potatoes are harvested, perhaps people could donate a bag back to the food bank.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got this huge supply. It was great because we were able to get them before Christmas and we've been giving them away really generously. We've got some extras that are now sprouting, of course. So it's a good way of using them. And if people want to go out and grow their spuds and they get an extra bag later in the season, they want to donate to the food bank, that's great. And they're totally free. If you want to donate something in return to the food bank, feel free, that we'd welcome that as well. But we hope that it's going to really help people grow their own food, and that should help everybody.
And what is the way that people can get their hands on these sprouted potatoes?
We are going to be at the Friday market this Friday, and we'll have a table. We'll be quite obvious as to who we are, and you just come by, have a chat with us, and we'll give you a bag or two of potatoes.
Great. Best of luck with all this, you two. And thank you so much again for speaking with CKTZ News.
Pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
Donors and prospective clients can get in touch with the food bank online by going to cortezfoodbank.ca. Staten emphasizes that food donations must not include any home canning, and all packaged items must be unopened and undamaged. The food bank also supplies food for pets. The Cortez Island Food Bank wishes to thank all donors for their support, as well as Aaron and Odette from Lane 8 Transport, Doug at Good Libations for food storage, and all local stores for their continuing support. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.